Hey guys, it's Sonia. How are you today? Welcome, welcome, welcome. If you're catching this, you are seeing a bit of a glare on my glasses, and that is just the way things are in this particular room and space right now at the moment. I have tried to edit it. I have tried to make some changes, and I'm not able to. So you're just gonna have to stick with me today as I have that bit of a glare. But if you're catching the audio, it doesn't matter what I look like, does it? But if you're catching the video and you saw my earlier post, I did choose the blue dress, blue and white. I had so much feedback, and I really appreciate all of you participating in a moment in my life and helping me decide. So I am having all of a sudden a kind of like a hiccup in my throat. I'm just getting myself, my lighting, my everything prepared before we get started. And today we are talking about fake positivity and, the quiz that actually matters. So I want you to stay tuned. Most of us have done some sort of quizzes when we were kids, and you're the one I'm speaking to. So I want to welcome you all back to the podcast where we talk about getting real, true healing, and building a life of peace, energy, and clarity on your own terms. For those that are familiar, I have written three books, and the book I use most religiously is my quarterly planner that says Design Your Life Your Way. This is available through my link tree on Amazon. But when I said design your life earlier and creating clarity on your terms, this sure helps. How to do a side plug there. So listen, I'm Sonia, your holistic health coach, and today I want to talk to you about something that touches almost all of us, especially my fellow amazing Gen X crew out there. We grew up on it. We loved it. Remember flipping through those magazines like 17, YM, and Sassy, and driving straight to those back pages, where the quizzes were. What's your personality type? What crush should you choose? Are you a natural leader or a follower? We devoured them, hoping they'd reveal some sort of hidden truth, a secret, something different about us. What made us unique or what made us blend in? We wanted to discover something. And I loved those quizzes. I loved those magazines. I never threw them out. And here I am today doing quizzes and promoting the same, but yet different information. It was so much fun. It was a low stakes way to try to understand ourselves. But the thing is, those quizzes gave us leading answers, often based on external ideas. And many of us, that pattern continued into adulthood because that's all we knew. We took on the life quizzes from society. Do you have that high-powered job, a big house, the perfect family? Thinking of those answers will lead to happiness, peace, and energy. But for so many of us, too many of us, especially women from our generation, those answers led us to feeling, well, sick, stuck, and spiritually confused. That brings me to the real topic of today. It's not just the quizzes, it's actually fake positivity. It's been praised for years in the wellness community and in the mindset culture. You see the quotes, good vibes only, or ooh la la, or just choose happiness. You're one decision away from making a completely different life. And on the surface, it sounds so empowering, doesn't it? The social influencer industry have us convinced. But let's get brutally honest for a minute. For that person whose nervous system is frozen, whose body is crashing from chronic illness, whose spirit is weary from long-term emotional shutdown. Those people are not emotionally sober, or How about the people who are struggling to survive most days after years of pushing through? These statements awfully often do more harm than good. When we think of fake positivity, let me rephrase it. When fake positivity says, don't feel that, what your body hears is, my feelings aren't safe. When it says, another drink of water here, hang on. Just stay high vibe. When your body says that, something must be wrong with me for feeling that way. And when it demands that you perform peace to be loved, well, that's not healing. That's not healing, dear one. That's emotional suppression. When it demands that you perform peace to be loved, that is not healing. That is emotional suppression. And it comes with a massive cost to your holistic health, your raised cortisol, imbalanced hormones, disrupted digestion. I like how I put that there. Fatigue. I mean, I'm looking at a good 10 hours a night, right? No amount of sleep fixes a racing mind, though. And a body carrying grief, it's never allowed to release. This has a huge impact on your holistic health. So how do we stop playing the fake positivity game and find real instruction, like a real instruction manual, the one that we never got for life? How do we find one for ourselves? How do we find the grown-up version of those quizzes that actually give us the answers that matter? Now, here's where my Essentially You workshop comes in, and specifically where human design becomes your ultimate quiz, the one that actually gives you actionable, personable insights. You'll also get these insights when you do my alignment assessment found in the link in my bio. Human design is the most incredible detailed map to your unique energetic blueprint. It's based on your exact birth date, your time, and place. And trust me, when you see your chart, it's those aha moments on steroids. Let me say that again. When you see your chart, it is an aha moment on steroids. Suddenly, everything you've ever wondered about yourself begins to make sense. Why you get burnout doing certain things, and why some decisions feel easier and others feel impossible. Why you pick up on everybody else's energy. It all makes sense. You literally learn what makes you tick. I have fun doing my quizzes, and I have fun going over them with my clients and with general consults. So, for example, you might be one who has been told your whole life just to hustle, but you constantly feel drained. Your human design chart might be revealing that you're a projector designed to wait for the invitation, not to initiate. I myself am a generator, and I too am supposed to wait to initiate. I am supposed to respond. Or perhaps you're a manifesting generator and you've been trying to follow a straight path where your energy is designed to respond to multiple passions at once. When you understand this, it's not about being broken, it's about being designed differently, uniquely. It's about living in alignment with your true self, not against it. This understanding is fundamental as a fundamental foundation. So it's foundational and fundamental for a true holistic health. As your holistic health coach, my goal isn't to give you another set of rigid rules to follow. It's to help you dig deep. It's to help you dig deeper. I'm getting excited. Being excited means I trip over my words. It's to help you dig deeper, delve in and learn a little bit more about who you really are so you can stop bypassing your truth and start healing from the inside out. And here's why it's all beautifully weaved together. Now, here's why it's perfectly woven together. It weaves perfectly well together with something else I'm so passionate about. Embracing your style and finding your fit with fashion over 50. I'm going to say that again, just because I kind of tripped over my words there. This all fits together so beautifully with something else I am very passionate about. And I'm new to sharing about it, but it's about embracing your style and finding your fit with fashion over 50. You might think, what does human design have to do with my wardrobe? Well, dear one, everything. When you understand your authentic energy, say you're a manifester designed to initiate and impact, you'll naturally gravitate towards clothes that make you feel powerful and ready to move. If you're a reflector needing space and time to observe, your style might lean towards comfort and adaptability. It's not about trends. It's about what makes you feel congruent with your deepest self. And when you feel good in what you're wearing, it radiates outwards. It's a daily check-in with yourself, a moment of mindful presence. This holistic approach is the core of what I love doing with my coaching. It's certainly a fresh approach, and it's about helping you heal the roots of chronic illness, not just putting a band-aid on the symptoms. It's about turning that bloating, that fatigue, those mood swings into general peace, energy, and clarity. It's about aligning, about alignment, and alignment, and aligning your body, your mind, your soul, your spirit with your unique design. It's about learning to trust your real emotions. It's safe. It is safe for you to have emotions and bringing every bit of them to your higher power, to your God, to your source, to your universe, bringing all of that, in my case, to God. And remembering that peace isn't something you force, it's something that you receive. So, listen up. If you are a Gen Xer, a woman who's taken all of those quizzes, chased all of those dreams, and now is ready for the real answers, the answers that lead to authentic peace, boundless energy, and that unwavering clarity, then I have something special for you. My signature experience, your magic wand moment, is returning. This is where we take those incredible insights from our human design and your unique energetic blueprint and apply them to your life. It's where you learn how to finally, see, I'm thinking ahead, how to finally stop pretending in every area of your life. Cleaning your finances since it slipped out, how to release those deep-seated stresses, and how to start living fully aligned with who you are. I can't help but put my arms on my chest and to feel so engaged with the passion behind today's message. So my signature experience kicks off again on August 6, 2025, and this is your opportunity to step into your power. To stop struggling and to, versus just surviving, it is time to truly, really, really, truly, truly, truly thrive. It is time to truly thrive. If you're tired of the fake positivity, if you're tired of that whole charade, if you're ready to embrace being authentic and becoming that person you aspire to be, feeling good from the inside out, where you naturally glow and radiate. And this, my beautiful listeners, this is for you. You don't have to pretend to be okay when you're drowning. You just get to be. So head over to my link tree and learn to secure your spot for my magic wand moment. The link is simple. Treat, so T. I'm not even going to say it. Just go to the link in my bio. I will make sure I put it here in the show notes. If you really don't know where to start, put ask hashtag ASK SONYA, and it will certainly show up for you in Google. Let's use that Gen X quiz taking curiosity to truly unlock your best self. This is your chance to discover what you, my beautiful listener, you, my beautiful friend, what you're truly capable of. Thank you for tuning in today, dear one. Remember to be courageous, and I will catch you next time. Sending so much love, peace, and joy.